I'm reading this morning from Matthew chapter 7. I find it quite interesting that it opens with, "Judge not, that ye be not judged." So many people, saved and unsaved alike, love to quote those verses, that verse. And I believe that because they want to refuse to deal with sin in their life, they attack the messenger. and use that verse to cover their sin, to excuse themselves, to make the other person look like they're judgmental or super spiritual or whatever else, self-righteous, whatever other excuses people like to make when they're confronted with things. But there's four more verses to that portion of scripture. And the last one of those four verses, verse 5, says that once we remove the mote from our own eye, we can see clearly to remove the mote from the other person's eye. And I don't see anybody quoting that part. So if we have already taken care of certain issues in our life, then I believe we can see clearly to deal with the issues in the lives of other people as well. For instance, I was a drug addict before I got saved, a drug pusher, and a drunk. God forgave me for those things. And when He did, the cleansing came, the healing came, the forgiveness came, and I was a new person. So what did God do with that? Sent me to Bible college, and then turned around and sent me right back into the drug and alcohol rehab ministry. What for? Because I came from there, I knew what it was like, I knew what the streets were like, I knew the language of the streets, I knew the games of the streets. And so when people would come into my office trying to play games, I already knew what they were trying to do. I could judge them because the moat had been removed from me by God Himself. And then later in chapter 7, Jesus speaks about some people who were being hypocritical, and He said, "You'll know a tree by its fruit." So you can look at the lives of people, and you can know whether they're right with God or not, whether they love Jesus or not. For instance, if you know a man or woman, and they go around cursing God every day, all day, you know they don't love Jesus. It doesn't matter what they say. It don't matter whether they're lying to themselves. Nobody can love Jesus Christ and curse Him. And that, my friends, is righteous judgment. And the Bible says we are to make righteous judgment based on Scripture. So we are to judge. As a matter of fact, if you study the scriptures enough, you'll find out that there's another scripture that says, "He that is spiritual judges all things." All is a pretty heavy word. It doesn't leave anything out. He that is spiritual. The man whose heart and mind and soul and life are intent on loving and serving and honoring and glorifying God is a man who is, I would say, spiritual. And that man is certainly qualified to make judgments about spiritual matters. Now, if that's difficult for you, perhaps you need to really check yourself out. But it seems to me like just simple common sense that a spiritual man would be able to judge spiritual matters. What excuse are you making today? What excuse am I making today? When somebody comes to us and points out something in our life we need to deal with, do we become defensive? Do we tell them not to judge? Or say, "Who are you to judge?" Do we attack them? Or do we quietly listen And perhaps we might learn something, even if we think that person is a little bit less than us spiritually. Early in my Christian life, I was fasting for 4 days. I had no food and no water all 4 of those days. Nothing, no liquid, no nourishment of any kind. And on my 4th day, I was sitting like a whipped dog with my head hanging down between my knees, so tired I could hardly move, so weak I felt like I couldn't recover. And God sent a little girl by, 6 years old. 6 years old. I'm a full-grown adult, not accustomed to taking any kind of advice or counsel from a 6-year-old. But yet this girl, 6 years old, came to me and she said, "What's the matter with you?" And I told her how weak I felt and how tired I felt. And that little 6-year-old put her hands on her hips and she said this to me, "Well, it's your fault. Because if you would just ask God for strength, He would give it to you." Now, my first thought wasn't to tell her, "Thank you. You must rest assured and can rest assured." I really wasn't in the mood to thank her. I was really in more of a mood to strangle her. But she didn't stick around. She left. And after she left, someone else came and spoke to me. The Holy Spirit of God said to me, "She's right, and you need to do something about it." All of us can receive instruction. All of us can make right judgments. Only if we're walking with God where we ought to be. So when you start getting down on someone who comes with a word from God to you, and it may be just in the course of everyday conversation, maybe you need to rethink about whether it's that person talking to you, even if they're coarse or cruel or crude or come off in a way that has nothing to do with God whatsoever. Sometimes God sends a messenger to us that isn't even a saved person, but who can see things in us that we need to see and can't see because we're blind to our own problems and we like to make excuses to cover them up. Judge not. Let's not take one verse and turn it into a doctrine. Let's see what the Bible has to say about that whole subject, and then maybe we can deal with what people have to say about us. And maybe we might even get to the point in our walk with God where we can make righteous judgments based on God's word. This is my thought for you and for me today. God bless you. Have a great day.